A Juba resident who prefers to remain anonymous because of reprisals from the government says South Sudan education sector was better before South Sudan separated from Sudan. He says most of South Sudan labor force and leaders completed their higher education when South Sudan was still a part of Sudan. He adds South Sudan lacks classroom and trained teachers and often face a poor learning environment which forces parents to either enroll their kids in private schools or take them to neighboring countries.
For the 11 years that we have, I've seen the educational system is deteriorating. Especially the educational system, the government educational system is deteriorating than the private schools. Because private schools, I think it's better because of the pay. And the parents also pay a good money to the school. That's why they're getting up. The environment is conducive for education. The sanitation is there.
A Juba-based high school teacher, George Kenyi, says although the government has opened more schools across the country, South Sudan has not improved the quality of education. He says part of the problem is that the government does not provide refresher training courses to improve teachers' skills. Kenyi also points out that teachers receive meager salaries and are frequently paid late.
These 11 years, I want to say, education sector, which is the one, the opener of the eyes for all the people in this society, it has been put to be the last. And we are even surprised if the people who are running this country are all products of education. You are leaving a ministry, you are leaving an institution because you went to school. So if one day you sat in a school, then how will you forget the sector which produced you?
Kenyi says, before South Sudan declared its independence from Sudan, the government took care of teachers' needs, which prompted teachers to give students their best. He recommends the government dramatically increase funding for education.
So if the national budget gives 50% of the national budget to education, I think also people will see wonders in the society. So you offer less, for example, you provide every student with a book, every care that people think of for every school, then you will also see products coming out without any doubt. People sometimes decide to send children to the neighboring countries. Then people start to say, education in Uganda or in Kenya is more better. It is because in Uganda and Kenya, the government turned their eyes to education and it became better. So why can't you do the same thing in your own country?
In the 2021-2022 fiscal year, 17.1% of the national budget is spent on education. Rose Adau, Deputy Chairperson of the Specialized Committee for General Education in the National Legislative Assembly, says years of conflict have eroded all sectors, including education. She acknowledges the government is concerned about the quality of education in schools across the country.
And I think this system of education is going to be changed.
I think this system of education is going to be changed. Citizens always said leaders take their children to go and study abroad, leaving poor civil servants' children here in Juba. I think it is according to individual capacity, but we are equal. So I think people shouldn't get discouraged and leave their schools because others took their children abroad. It is not of us.
Isaac Otieno, a technical education specialist with the International Children's Charity Save the Children, says South Sudan education sector faces numerous challenges, including lack of teachers' motivation, inadequately trained professional teachers, child marriages, and food shortages. Otieno says about 2.8 million South Sudanese children are out of school, 70% of whom are girls.
In most schools, especially in remote areas, we have weak school infrastructures, which continue to be a challenge for us. We have 23% of schools that are under trees, that's according to Education Needs Assessment of 2021. The same needs assessment also indicates that we have 18% of schools that are non-functional. So again, also able to portray the challenges that children are having in terms of accessing a conducive environment for both teaching and learning.
Otieno says recent flooding, which contributed significantly to the humanitarian crisis in the country, displaced children from one location to another. He says Save the Children is working with the Ministry of Education to rehabilitate damaged schools and construct temporary schools for displaced children.
We've also endeavored to provide teachers incentives to be able to motivate the teachers and ensure that there is consistency in the manner in which they are attending schools, such that it's able to reflect in the teaching services in terms of content delivery and syllabus coverage to the learners, which basically translates to ensuring that there is enhanced education outcome.
The government allocated 49.2 billion South Sudanese pounds to the education sector in the 2021-2022 fiscal year budget, a 24.7 billion South Sudanese pounds increase, or about twice as much as the previous fiscal year. For VOA News, I am Viola Elias in Juba.